My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 12th of October 2009 and the time is 2:15 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Richard Lockley, I'm 39 and I'm from Wolverhampton.
And have you travelled to London especially today for your hour on the plinth?
Yes, yeah.
And when you arrived at the square and saw the project in action, was it how you imagined it would be?
I didn't expect quite so many people to be hanging around. It was quite nerve-wracking. I came down with my friend a month ago, but he had 11 p.m. slots, so there were six people around the bottom, so it's going to be a very different experience today, I think.
And how are you feeling about going up?
I'm quite nervous.
Are you happy with your time slot, or has it affected what you've chosen to do in any way?
Very happy, yeah. I was just a bit nervous that it would be very windy or that it would affect what I was going to do, really. So I'm quite pleased to see that the wind's died down a bit. So
when you first heard about the project, what was it about it that appealed to you and made you want to take part?
I think it was the fact that I knew that as soon as I knew about it, I had to go for it because I would have regretted not doing it if I'd decided not to bother. So.
And was it just the fact that you got the chance to go up on a plinth, or was the artist any influence? What was it that made you really want to go for it?
I think I've always loved London and the thought of actually taking part in something like this and taking a place on the plinth would be something not to be missed.
Mm-hmm. And when you first heard that you had a spot, how did you react?
It was total disbelief. I honestly didn't think I stood any chance whatsoever. So then it was blind panic to think, actually, what could I do? And then I went through a period of, about 4 weeks changing my mind about different things that might work, and everything that I tried didn't work. So it was a last minute decision.
And what is your understanding of what that hour is about, or what the project's about for each person?
I think it can be whatever you want it to be, really. I don't feel it's a performance, but I feel as if you should give something back to the people that have bothered to stand and watch, really.
And how much time have you spent thinking about it or planning it or deciding what to do?
Most hours of every day, I think, really. Waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, going, oh, I could do this, and then thinking, no, I can't do that. So.
And what have you settled upon? How are you going to spend the hour?
So I'm going to construct a pyramid out of CD covers with different colours on, so hopefully the sun will shine through.
Where did you get that idea?
it's just a combination of lots of ideas, really. The first idea I had was I'd make the world's longest, string telephone. So I contacted the Guinness Book of Records. And then when I came down with my friend, I realised that because of the net around, it wouldn't be possible. So then I contacted my samba group and asked them whether they would be interested in coming down. Initially, there was quite a lot of interest. And then we had a performance yesterday, so lots of people dropped out. So there wasn't a representative band. So by then, I'd got this one in reserve and I'd been practising. Yeah, I managed to do it successfully up to 13 across the bottom going up, but I might stick with just 12 today just for superstitious reasons.
And have you got any expectations about your time on the plinth and what it will be like?
That's a hard one. I'm hoping it will be a positive experience and I'll get a lot out of it. I hope I'm not going to be barracked too much by the public. But yeah, I'm just hoping it's going to be positive, really.
And what impact do you think you'll have by going up and doing what you're doing?
Very little, I should imagine. I hope that it'll make people think about what you can do with everyday items and make something beautiful out of something that's probably thrown away or discarded or put in a cupboard. So.
And would you like people in the square to interact with you in any way?
I'm going to be stuck for time, really, because I've worked it out to about, it takes me about 45 minutes to construct and then it'll take me about 10 minutes to take it down. So if I get distracted too much by by the people on the ground. I don't know whether I'm going to finish in time, so we'll have to see how it goes.
And what would you like to take away from the whole experience once it's over?
Well, the fact that I've taken part in something and I'll be able to hopefully, you know, tell my children in years to come that I stood on the plinth, whatever happens to in the future, and say I was there.
And are you able to put into words what it means to you to be one of 2,400 people who were able to do this?
Very privileged and lucky, really, the fact that I've had that chance.
Would you mind telling me a little bit about what you do away from the plinth, whether you're working or studying or whatever it might be you're doing?
I'm a teacher, a primary school teacher, specialise in music, so hence my musical interests. And I've got a very nice Year 5 class at the moment who are all very supportive, and they're giving me lots of ideas and encouragement. And I run the school choir and the orchestra at the school, so plenty to keep me busy. I've just come back from a year in Canada. I did an exchange project for a year, and that was the best year of my life. It was fantastic to see a country that I wasn't really that bothered about going to at first, and then in the end I found there was so much there that I liked. But I don't know whether I could ever live over there permanently. It's just too much snow for too many months of the year, so yeah.
Whereabouts were you?
I was just north of Toronto, right on the edge of one of the lakes, and it got a beautiful beach that would stretch for 14 miles, so 5 minute walk down the road. That was when it was sunny, of course. When it was snowy, it wasn't quite so attractive.
And how did your life and your work differ there to what it's like here?
Well, I suppose in Canada I just had to get by with the minimum, and they were happy to do that because I'd got so much to see and do in the year. So they were very understanding, but obviously the work rate at home is a lot greater than it is in Canada. The children were more challenging, I would say, because they were the older age group. I'd got 12 and 13 year olds, so that made it quite challenging, to say the least.
And how did that opportunity come about? Was it through your work?
Yeah, I'd always been interested in travelling, and then I heard about this project, which meant I could travel and work and get paid at the same time, so it seemed like the ideal opportunity.
And have you always been a primary school teacher?
Yes, always. Yeah.
What is it that you enjoy about doing it?
Every day is different. I'm never bored at work. It is challenging, it's hard work, but at the end of the day I feel as if I've achieved something, and the kids seem to enjoy having me as a teacher, so that's all good.
You've mentioned a samba group, so I gather outside of work you're involved in a number of musical things?
I've recently joined a samba band, so we perform at lots of different festivals. So that's quite a recent thing. I'm only playing the shaker at the moment, but hopefully I'll get promoted to one of the drums very soon, so that'll be great. I play in a Kaylee band as well. We do performances throughout the year. I'm also in an amateur dramatics group, and we perform twice or three times a year with that. I belong to a church where I play in the music group as well, and I'm an elder and a youth leader there, so I run the youth work there. So it's plenty to keep me busy, really.
And has music been something that you've always been interested in?
Yeah, I was never particularly good at it, but I really enjoyed taking part, so that got me through to A-level music, and then eventually onto university where I did a music education degree.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Music, the church, my family, and that's it really, I suppose.
And what have your family's reactions been to you getting a spot on the plinth?
I think they were a little apprehensive at first, but they've come round to it, and they're fully supportive and happy for me. So.
And aside from the samba group that you're with, have you ever taken part in arts projects before?
various yeah, mainly music, but some drama things that we've done in the past. And through school, we've been involved in lots of different groups.
And what has your experience of this project been like so far?
Very good, very positive. Yeah, everything so far has lived up to my expectations and exceeded in many, many aspects. So.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
For myself, yeah. Just to say that I've actually done it and actually conquered my fear of standing in front of lots of people. So yeah, I'll feel elated, I'm sure, when I'm down off the plinth.
And during deciding what you were going to do, did you feel pressure to entertain people watching, or were you happy that you're doing it for yourself?
Yeah, initially there was a sense of that I needed to find something that was going to entertain, and then reading through other people's comments who had been up there, I realised that it was more than just entertaining. So yeah, I'm happy with where I'm at now. So.
And just thinking back to your profile on the website, you were asked to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what you put and why?
I think it was something like very nice bloke or something, because that was basically what I'd asked various people at work, three words to describe me, and that's what they came up with. It wasn't my idea.
So. Is there anything you'd like to add to the interview before we finish?
No, I think that's fine.
Great. Well, thanks very much and have a good hour.
Thank you.